Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Biz Talk Radio. And, you know, there has been so, I don't know what it is lately. I think it's because we're starting to see, at least I think it's happening. We're starting to see older women stay on television. At one point, it was very rare, and you kind of, you know, you saw them on, but not active. But you have Gayle King and you have Hoda on morning shows. You have so many fabulous older women, and now they're looking at The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, and they're looking to make some of the older, to make over 50, I heard, participants. So we'll see if that ever happens. But what about a book? What about a book about senior romance? And if you have not heard, senior romance is on the rise. And joining us today is Amy McCann, and she's the author of Free Fall. Amy, am I pronouncing it wrong?
Well, you're very close. It's McAnum.
McAnum, I am so sorry.
I am the author of Free Falling.
Free Falling, a novel of senior romance, and it's the provocative debut novel exploring senior romance and the notion of aging. We're an aging society, and we're starting to see it. So they say 60 is the new 40 and 70 is the new 50, but either way, there are seniors that feel younger than ever, that look fabulous. And you're one of them, by the way, Emmy. Amy.
Oh, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the story, because you've worn many hats in your life. You've been a fitness instructor, a financial advisor, an assisted living facility you ran. You had a song on the top 100 country Billboard charts, and You've lived life passionately. Now, tell us why now and how you brought this story to life. Was it autobiographical?
Oh, heavens, no. I don't have dementia, and my lead character gets dementia. But you are tapping into something that's true, which is no writer can write what they don't know. But the reality of what we know is we know it through our own lives, through the lives of the people we know and care about, and we learn to see the world in a different way. I think one of the biggest advantages of having a little time under my belt, and, you know, I'm sure most of us feel that way, is that with that perspective on life, I believe we go from judgment to compassion, number one, but we also have a point of view that helps us understand the players in the stories so that we can present them, for me as a novelist, so that we can walk the story with them and then learn that there is hope at the end of even the more turbulent stories.
Well, the dementia part, I understand, but it doesn't always have to happen. And I want people to know that just because you get older isn't automatic that you're going to get dementia.
No. You're absolutely right about that. Actually, a lot of us stay quite healthy. But as time goes on, we will have challenges, whether they're physical or mental. It just so happens in Free Falling, this novel of senior romance, the heroine gets Lewy body dementia as the story goes on. And we learn to see through her eyes the still joyful chapter. Yet my next novel features somebody who has a physical challenge and looking through that as not the stop sign of our lives, but rather just a way that we navigate to the next step.
You have had a very full life. I want to go back for just a moment to one of the headlines here. You had a song on the top 100 country Billboard chart?
I did. My passion was always to be a singer-songwriter, and so I was lucky that I had attracted some investors, and I did hit the country top 100 charts just for a few weeks. It was a small company, and it was a great moment in my story. And then
that
life happened.
So cool.
And as the detour came, it was fortunate that I have many other skills. Yet all along, I kept writing songs in the margin of my life. And so though I would do paintings and photography and songs, I still was quite successful in business. And as you said, ending my traditional career, I was running an assisted living for 9.5 years, which partially informed why I wanted to write this story.
If you could share with us, how do you feel about romance older in life?
Oh, I think it's essential. We continue to be sensual beings. I'll tell you a story. I had a couple. In fact, the first line of Free Falling is she leads with her breath as she enters the lobby. And I had a woman living at the place that I was managing who literally presented herself to the world that way. You know that girl where she comes in with confidence and leading with her breath. Anyway, she had attracted a man to her life, and every night he would go to her apartment in this assisted living, and at 9 o'clock he'd leave looking blissful. Who knows what happened behind closed doors, but they were both very happy. And then the family called a care conference. And as I facilitated that, I could see that the family was not seeing their loved ones as whole beings anymore. Old became their definition. And we are so much more than defined by our age or our appearance or our health. We are full beings to our last breath. And that's kind of my mission with talking about senior romance, because I'm not willing to be done, and the people I know aren't willing to be done, even well into their 90s.
Yes, I too. I absolutely agree with you, and I have many friends. I have one friend in particular on the West Coast that loves to dance. She loves dancing. And she's been single for a very long time, was married, but single for a very long time, and went to a dance and not looking to meet anybody, just to go for the music and to dance, because that's what she loves to do.
Right.
And she met this man who just literally swept her off her feet that night. They haven't stopped dancing and playing, and they're so cute together. He has his place over the bridge in San Francisco, and she has her place, and they connect during the week and on weekends, and they pick and choose, but they've become a couple. And it's such a great story, because she just went to get a little dancing in, not to meet anyone.
Well, that's the best way to find people, is when we are in who we are naturally and we attract people to that person rather than coming up with some contrived version of reality so that we can attract someone. I love that.
Absolutely.
She's a dancer. That's so
yes.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. So they dance. They love to dance. They love to have fun together. And I was just with them in March at my expo, and the two of them are they've been together now for several years. And so they just meld together so well, you know. It's just like such a nice connection, such a lovely, lovely connection. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about ageism and what really is happening and so much more. We have Amy with us today, and Amy's new book is called Free Falling, a novel of senior romance. And we're all aging. We are an aging society. But how do we age and be ageless? That's the question. We'll be back with Amy in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. And Amy, what's the best website?
I'd like everybody to go to Amy Spirit, and that's spelled E-M-E, Spirit, SPIRIT.com.
We'll be right back.
You'll see a lot more.
And she's just adorable. You won't recognize her. She's just precious. There's a picture of her on the website with her paintings and some wonderful stuff. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
To the next segment, Amy, that this one, it will be 8 minutes.
All right. Thank you.
Of course.
Amy, I'm in forms. I've done monotypes, and right now, though, I'm doing watercolor.
That's the hardest of all the paintings.
I know it is. It's pretty hard, yeah.
But beautiful.
All right. 8 minutes. I'll count you down, Frankie, if you're ready.
Yep.
All righty. In 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And Emmy is with us. Free Falling is her new book, a novel of senior romance. And her website, everybody, you can see her, is emespirit.com. And you do have a very strong spirit. You have been, for those just joining us, you have had a very fascinating life. You've worn many hats, certified fitness instructor, financial advisor, assisted living facility, had a song in the top 100 country Billboard charts. But you've lived with passion your whole life. And do share with us about ageism and your thoughts about it, because that is a problem in this country.
It's a huge problem in this country, and I didn't personally absorb it until sometime around 50 years old. I remember it seemed a little quiet around me. I thought, well, what's going on? And I didn't realize I had been attractive in my youth, and heads were turning, and all of a sudden they didn't turn. I did not hear the swivel anymore. So though I wasn't unattractive, it was a different kind of attractive that was taking over. And that was the beginning of me paying attention to what else is changing. Prejudice starts coming in. People realize it can be more difficult in the workplace, that there are people that are getting priority opportunities because they are younger. And then there are situations in the dating world where it takes a while for partners to realize they don't necessarily want somebody that much younger than they are. Even though the package is quite lovely, there's something to be said for the depth of experience that we all have and that we can share. And as much as, you know, I have many loved ones who are under 50 years old, their perspective on life is very different than it is as time goes on and we have a broader view to draw from.
I love that.
Shows. Yeah. Don't you think that's true?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how do we get society to rethink about aging?
Well, I'm hoping Free Falling is part of it. It's my intention to be building a genre of senior romance so that we can start seeing the beauty as our bodies are changing and as our lives draw in the complications of aging. Because the truth is, when we're dating, the stories are much more complicated than they were in our 20s. Now we're looking at partners with families, partners who have financial perspectives that they may want to protect, We have health factors that come into play. You know, there's a lot to be considered in addition to the fact that we are who we are by the time we're this age. There's not yes. that hope that that person's going to do a lot of changing. So we need to be loved for who we are now.
Go back over to when you've been a writer for years. When you wrote your country hit, are you still writing songs?
Well, songs, I write some songs. I did a discipline of writing 3 verses and a chorus every day for 5 years to improve my writing skills. And of course, some of them were good, but not all of them. And then I realized that all of these writings had started to become a burden of expectations, and they were these notebooks that I gathered under my bed. And I don't know if you heard, but at one point I had a bonfire of all my writings, all my journals, all my lyrics, all of that.
Oh my gosh.
I know. No. Sounds crazy, and I might be. But I did it in a ceremonial manner, believing that if these words were supposed to be mine, rather than gathered under the bed, that they would show up in another way. And I believe that these words have manifested in Free Falling, this novel of senior romance. They've just manifested
you,
in a different way.
Oh, Amy, I love that story. That's such a great story. I mean, at first it sounds like it's going to be sad, but it really isn't. It's a great story.
Oh, it was. Honestly, it took 4 hours. It was 8 grocery bags full of writings. I mean, it was nuts.
Oh, my gosh.
But can you imagine, you know that there are good things there, but are you going to sort through it, and what are you going to do with it? And so I thought, it's a ceremony. It's, you know, beautiful that these words come to me. And of course, I still know some of the songs. Among my favorites, you can see it on my website at emyspirit.com. I wrote a song for my son called Fly Away. And then I did a performance event of that, you know, sang for 18 hours. But I do believe that when we have that spark of creativity, there's a reason for it. And
yes.
I just felt like the fire was a part of my creative process.
Well, your photographs are exquisite, as is your artwork. And people can find out everything about you at your website. And do spell it for people, because it's a different spelling.
Emy is E as in energy, M as in magnificent, and then E as in energy, spirit, spirit.com.
Amy, yes. This has been just a delight. Congratulations on the new book. We wish you the best, and come back and keep us posted.
I absolutely will, and thank you so much for taking the time to visit.
Oh, no, it's our pleasure, and good luck with the new book. And we'll
Thank you. Back next time.
This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Smile. And maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.